Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werbin. Latest statewide numbers on the virus are out. The health department now says 411 patients have died in Colorado, and there are now 9,433 confirmed cases in 56 of the 64 counties. 44,606 tests done. 1,797 people have been hospitalized. Governor Polis greeted Vice President Pence on Saturday as he arrived to give the Air Force Academy's commencement speech in person. The governor wearing his Colorado-themed face mask. The vice president didn't wear one. Later, the Colorado Springs ceremony went off without a hitch.
The Academy held its first ever April graduation at Falcon Stadium without any crowd in the stands, but with appropriate social distancing. The vice president praised not only the efforts of the graduating seniors, but yours during the pandemic, too.
Like all of you have done throughout your time here, even in those difficult recent days that have passed, just like you, the American people have risen to the challenge.
Another first for the Academy is that 90 of this year's grads are being commissioned directly into the new Space Force. The Air Force's Thunderbird stunt demonstration team didn't just do their usual flyover at the ceremony, but went over communities from Fort Collins to Pueblo all along I-25 to salute healthcare workers. I'm Jim Williams.
Healthcare workers at nursing homes and other senior care facilities trying to do all they can to stop outbreaks of COVID-19. The outbreaks are spreading quickly, with at least 100 now known. The governor is implementing new measures aimed at curtailing that spread, but a lack of personal protective gear for staffers and testing kits is hampering the effort. Gas prices plummeting across much of the country and Colorado. One station in Kersey, east of Greeley, is selling unleaded regular for about 99 cents a gallon. Most stations aren't that low, but they are getting close, and AAA says prices are likely to keep falling even when the economy starts moving again. I'm Ted Werbin.
Are you interested in saving $1,000 or more each month? Then why not take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing? See if you can lower your mortgage rate or consolidate high-interest debt. There are no upfront fees to pay, and it only takes 10 minutes to start. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
It's getting harder to take care of Mom. I don't know where to turn.
My son has high needs and we need more help. Where do I start?
Every day I'm there for him, but sometimes I need time for me.
Caregiving can be tough. Find the support you need. Call 1-844-265-2372 or visit coloradocaregiving.org. Your care may be super, but you're only human. Sponsored by the Colorado Respite Coalition, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What do you want to do tonight?
We could watch a movie.
Or we can go to the winery in Eaton with our friends.
There's a winery in Eaton?
Yeah, Bad Bitch Cellars. They have a tasting room with a full-size shuffleboard table.
Wine does make our friends more interesting.
Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm the owner at Bad Bitch Cellars, a woman-owned winery located at 603 East Collins Street in Eaton, Colorado. Call me at 303-807-3906 to schedule a tasting or go to badbitchcellars.com.
Hi, this is Bob Enyart with Colorado Rights Life. Please work to abolish abortion, but reject all so-called pro-life efforts to regulate child killing. Even on the surface, regulations undermine the very concept of the right to life, and they convince even our own judges, tragically, that the fetus they consent to killing must not be a real child. See AmericanRTL.org/regulations for more.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. you've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they're American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Welcome to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. This is Rick Rodriguez. I founded the ministry in 2001 in June, and I am continuing with what the Lord had asked me to do years ago. And I expanded from writing articles and just ministering wherever the Lord would have me go to radio eventually. At one time in Las Vegas, Nevada, for about 4 years, and now here. I hope everyone had a wonderful Passover last week. What an incredible time we're in. Today, I know that many want to know what is the prophetic signs that we're watching, what is happening. From a biblical point of view, where are we in time? And because we just had the Passover, today I felt that it would be important to talk to the audience, to let you consider what I'm going to present today, the matter of the temple in Jerusalem. And the temple was the center of the Jewish society. The priests in the temple that tended to the temple, that tended to the things of God, things that were holy. Through Moses, Moses appointed the priesthood. And the priests were the ones who would decide whether or not Israel would go to war. The priests would watch the society if there was sickness, disease. They were the ones that were to call quarantines. And this was all done from the temple after Solomon built his temple about 2,900 years ago. Now, I'm going to begin just shortly after Christ began his ministry in the Gospel of John chapter 2. Christ went to a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and there he turned the water to wine. That was the first miracle that Christ did. But shortly, immediately right after that, here's what happened. And the Jews' Passover was at hand. This is the first Passover that began shortly after Christ began his ministry. The Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. And he said to them that sold doves, take these things out. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house has eaten me up. And answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that you do these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and you're going to rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them. And they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. The very first thing that Messiah did in his ministry was he changed water to wine and immediately went to the temple and overthrew the merchandising that was taking place in the temple. That was in John chapter 2, started with verse 13. Now I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 15. The temple is very significant. There is a spiritual, prophetic significance to it. That's why I'm presenting this to you today. Matthew chapter 15. Now this account happened the night of the Passover 3 years later. It was a Passover when he began, and now 3 years later, it's again at the Passover. That was the Jews' Passover 3 years earlier. This is the Passover of Messiah. So the Passover has taken a much deeper meaning. Matthew 15, verse 59. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yes, though many false witnesses came, yet they found not one. At last came two false witnesses and said, this man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. So this sat deep in the heart of the Jewish people and the priests. 3 years earlier when he made this comment, I'm going to destroy the temple and in 3 days I'll build it. This was very sacred to the Jewish people, this temple. For someone to say something like that, they didn't forget it. Now the next account is in Mark chapter 15, verse 28 through 30. This is the account now when Christ has already been before the Sanhedrin, before Pilate, has been sentenced to death, he has been crucified, and he's now sitting on the stake. And the scripture came true that says, they put him with criminals. People walked by and insulted, defamed, slandered, and blasphemed Jesus, and shook their heads. You said you could destroy the temple and build it again in 3 days. So save yourself. Come down from that cross. And Christ would rise 3 days later. So you can see that it was very important the way in which the disciples, how they documented what had taken place with Christ and the temple. So you see the sequence of events. Well, in 1948, Israel became a nation once again. In 1967, Israel recaptured the Temple Mount. and the temple. And that was significant. After Christ passed away, well, I'll go into another verse first. This is in Matthew chapter 24. Jesus left the temple area. This is before he was crucified. But Jesus left the temple area and was going on his way when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to the magnificent and massive buildings of the temple. And he, Christ, said to them, "Do you see these things? I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, not one stone here will be left on another, which shall not be torn down." Then the disciples, while Christ was seated on the Mount of Olives, came to him and privately asked, "Tell us, when will this destruction of the temple take place? And what will be the sign of your coming, and the end, and the completion, the consummation of the age?" That was the account in Matthew. Then in Mark chapter 13, it's a similar account. As he walked away from the temple, one of his disciples said, "Teacher, look at the stonework, those buildings." Jesus said, "You're impressed by the grandiose architecture, but not one stone in the whole works, that is not going to end up in a heap of rubble." Later, as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, in full view of the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew got off by himself and asked, "Tell us, what is going to happen? What sign will we get that these things are to a head?" So what Christ was telling them in a subtle way was this: as he walked away from the temple, away from it, not toward it, because something was changing, he walked away from the temple, and his intention was to help his disciples realize that he was the real temple, which we read the verses that he said, "I will tear this temple down, and in 3 days I will rebuild it." He's telling them, take your eyes off the building, off the temple, and realize, I am the one who bears, I hold, I contain, I embody the Shekinah glory. All the glory of my Father is in this temple, in me. Until I die, it is in me. But once I die, there will be a change. Israel and the children of Israel at that time, and even to this day, the unsaved, the Jewish people, they will always look at the temple, and it is the center of their society, and it's supposed to be. So Christ was saying, so now I'm going to tell you that in the future, the temple and all these buildings are going to be torn down, and the focus of who I am inside of my people will be the focus through the time to come, in the years to come, in the centuries to come. The focus will not be on this building, because I'm going to level it. I don't want the focus to be there. I want the focus to be me, Christ, inside of my people in the years to come, in the centuries to come. That is going to be the focus. My born-again people will carry me inside of them. They will carry my presence. They'll carry my glory. They'll have my power. They'll represent me to the nations. The focus of my temple in the time to come is going to be my church. It's not going to be a building. It's going to be me, Christ, as the Holy Spirit, inside of my people. My churches, and as I have discussed in the past, there are seven churches in the book of Revelation. These seven churches are the temple, the true temple of God in the world today. Yes, there is a physical temple in Jerusalem, and it does have a part to play. But the focus, again, has not been the body of Christ, the members that carry, that hold Messiah in them. That is the focus. This is what Christ was trying to convey to them. And he eventually, they understood it after his resurrection. So my churches are the true temple until I return. My churches are my glory. These churches are a great army. They are my army. The children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, as messed up as they were, faithless, fearful, God said, "This is my army." The children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, were the army of God. And the Christian people who are coming out of the world, who are coming out of the hold that the devil has had on them in their minds, in their soul, in their bodies, in the way that they conduct themselves in the world, as Christ brings us out of the world and the effects of the world and the evil of the world, we begin to contain more of the Shekinah glory of Almighty God. His Shekinah glory today is in the seven churches. Israel are the elect of God. God promised to protect them, to keep them, and he has, and he will. And he keeps them through his sovereignty. He keeps them through ordering the angels, his holy angels, to protect them in their wars. And he also protects them by having this body of believers that have Messiah in them pray for them. This is why the great love for the Jewish people and Israel is in the body of Christ. Because you can't, in a sense, separate two peoples. We are born again. We are in God. Christ is in us. But he has not abandoned the Jewish people. Absolutely not. He never has. He never will. They are his elect. He will protect them. But the Shekinah glory, the children of Israel to this day are in blindness. It says this in Romans. They're in blindness until Messiah comes. Then their eyes will be opened. But until then, we who have Christ in us, we are the army, the kingdom that God is using in this world to fight the battles, the spiritual battles that are taking place, because we have an enemy, the devil, and his children. Our battle and our war is with them. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers that control these people. They are controlled. They're under the control of the devil. So, but the great plan of God, as we go into the future, as we have been going into the future, is hope. And the hope is what God gives through the churches. Colossians 1:26 through verse 28. Chapter 1, 26 through 28. Even the mystery which has been hid for ages and generations, but now has been manifest to his saints, to whom God was pleased to make known What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we proclaim, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. As we mature, we are perfected. And the more we mature, the more the Holy Spirit will allow us to display His Shekinah glory. This is the magnificent plan of God to the world. So, Christ in Matthew 24 and Mark 13 tells the disciples that I am going to, these temples, the temple and these buildings are going to be destroyed. And in A.D. 70, Titus, one of the commanders that was in command over the area, a region of Israel, Jerusalem, they came into, because of a revolt by the Jewish people at that time, Titus came in to Jerusalem, and they destroyed the temple and everything on the Temple Mount. That prophecy came to pass in A.D. 70. I believe it was in about A.D. 67, somewhere in there, the Apostle Paul, I think it was in Corinthians 1, I think it was maybe verse 7, chapter 7, was talking about, Paul knew the prophecies of Messiah, and he remembered, and the Jewish people at the time remembered what the Lord had said in Luke chapter 21, there was also an account of when Israel would be invaded, and that account took place in Matthew 21. When you see the armies encompass Jerusalem, then everybody is to leave, flee to the mountains to get out. And they did. Paul was warning the Christians, I believe, from Corinth when he wrote his letter, that were in Jerusalem. Don't forget what Christ said. When the armies surround Israel and Jerusalem, get out. And he knew that the political world was unstable, and that it appeared that there was going to be a revolt, not only the revolt, but there was going to be the armies of Rome come in and quench that revolt, which they did. And in the process, they tore down the temple. So that prophecy did come to pass. Now, with the Christian community at that time, once the temple was destroyed, the focus really shifted from the physical temple in Jerusalem to the work of God inside of His people, the internal work, the work of the Holy Spirit within. And it was at that time that just probably about 90 AD to 100 AD that John the Apostle had the revelation that he received while on the island of Patmos. And in Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3, actually, John emphasized the seven churches. All these seven churches, he emphasized them. Talked about them in chapter 1, and then was real specific about all of the seven churches in chapter 2 and chapter 3. This is the temple that God is involved with today. And after the bottom of the hour, as we come back into the second half of this program, I'm going to go ahead and bring the temple significance from 1900 years ago. I'll bring it to the present, because the temple still has a part and a place in our time. It's very significant. Christ talked about it in Matthew and in Mark. And I'm going to go into that right after we get back. This is Rick Rodriguez. I will be back in just a few minutes.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S., back in the
U.S.S.R. Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
Oh, God, got it, Mickey.
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219. Or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus
walked.
Oh, when he
walked.
When Jesus
walked.
He washed my sins away.
All right, Rick Rodriguez, we'll continue. Every Sunday, this program will be live, 9 to 10. And the programs are recorded and on podcasts on 1360khnc.com to the podcast section and to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. During the week, I host Open Forum on Thursday from 11 to 1. And that program is also recorded and is on a podcast. And you can also get that on the Open Forum podcast for Thursday on 1360khnc.com, podcast section to the Open Forum. My contact information is, I'll give it at the end of the hour, too, after the last 5 minutes. but it's Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, or OTLS Ministry. 872 P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Okay, the temple now. Coming forward, Israel is now a nation. Israel has now recovered the Temple Mount. It is still a contentious point of contention in the between the Jews and the Arabs within Israel. Now, when the disciples asked Christ, "What will be the sign?" One of the main signs is recorded in Matthew chapter 14. I'll start with that. Christ said, "And this good news of the kingdom, which is the gospel, will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. Then will the end come." Verse 15. So when you see the abomination of desolation, the abomination that astonishes and makes desolate, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader take notice, ponder and consider and pay heed. Let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let them who sit on the housetop not come down or go into the house to take anything. Let them who is in the field do not turn back to get his overcoat. And alas for the women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing babies in those days. Pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. This is the account in Matthew chapter 24. In Luke chapter 21, the account in Luke 21 took place about 1900, 2000 years ago. That occurred already. Matthew and Mark talk about the coming abomination of desolation, or the Antichrist, or the son of sin, the son of perdition. He has different titles. But Matthew and Mark talk about the account of this coming world Antichrist at the end. Luke talks about what happened 2,000 years ago. Matthew and Mark talk about the present day. And he has to stand in the holy place, meaning the temple has to exist. It has to be rebuilt. It has to have the holy place, because this abomination will go there in the middle of the tribulation and desecrate the temple. Now in Mark 13:13-15, you will be hated by everyone because of your association with my name. But the one who patiently perseveres, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and endures to the end, he will be saved. Verse 14. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the temple sanctuary, where it not ought to be, let the reader understand. Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains. Whoever is on the housetop must not go down to enter into the house, or go inside, or take anything out of the house. In these two accounts, when the children of Israel, the Jewish people, when they see this coming son of perdition, when he stands in the temple, he will proclaim himself to be God. And when they see that, they are to flee to the east, across the Jordan River, into what is the lands of present-day Jordan. Present-day Jordan are the old nations, the ancient nations of Ammon, and Moab. It would be Ammon, then Moab, then Edom to the south. Israel does not own or occupy those lands presently, but very shortly, Israel, in a coming war, is going to take over the region of present-day Jordan. And once Israel secures present-day Jordan, then this prophecy, when the prophecy of the coming Antichrist, this abomination of desolation, when it takes place, Israel will already have the ancient lands of Ammon, Moab, and Jordan in its possession. That is when the children of Israel will go to that land, which we call Petra. From the 70s in the Jesus movement, in the 60s and the 70s, and to the present, everybody has talked about Petra. Well, Petra has names. It's the ancient area of Ammon, Moab, and Edom, or present-day Jordan. Israel, when there's a coming war, when Israel will destroy Damascus and obliterate Damascus completely. At that same time, Israel will go into Ammon, into Jordan, and take those regions down south along the east of the Jordan River and occupy that land. And during the time of Antichrist, his rule, once he stands in the temple and declares himself to be God, he will not be allowed to take forces into the Jordan area, into the area of Petra, to pursue the Jewish people. He will be forbidden. There will be boundaries. He cannot. God sets the boundaries on the oceans so that the oceans don't overflow the land and kill everything. God will put his angels around Jordan. Antichrist will not be permitted to pursue the Jewish people into that area. That land will be protected from Antichrist. The Jewish people that escape into that land will be protected. So, this is what the Lord was telling the disciples in Matthew and Mark. There will come a time in the future. The temple will be destroyed. It will be torn down. The buildings surrounding the temple will be torn down. But then, later in Matthew and in Mark, he says, but Antichrist will come, the abomination of desolation will come to the temple. Well, that's kind of odd, because he's going to tear it down on one hand, but it exists at the end, meaning it had to be recovered by Israel and restored to a degree. And right now, the temple, the way it's supposed to be, the Temple Mount is what is owned. But through the years, through the last decades, there have been all of the materials that are needed to rebuild that temple structure quickly. So they're all probably sitting in warehouses somewhere, waiting for the go-ahead to completely rebuild that temple once again. Once that temple is rebuilt, there will not be animal sacrifices. Many of the Jewish people, they want to return to the sacrifices. I don't believe God is going to do that. He will not take away the blood sacrifice of Messiah and replace it with the blood of animals once again. No. There are those in the Jewish priesthood that really are pushing for it, but I don't believe that will take place. But at the beginning of this, before we go into the tribulation, I believe that it may be that Israel is going to have its war in Syria. It destroyed Damascus, get its victories in Syria. Israel will also get its victories in the Gaza Strip to the west and the south in the nation of Israel. And I believe that at that time, Israel will completely secure the Temple Mount, and it will be under Israeli ownership, governorship, however you want to phrase it. It's not going to make the nations are going to go crazy, but it has to happen. It is prophesied in the Bible to happen. You cannot stop it. no matter what the world community thinks. It's irrelevant in the plan of God. What God said is going to happen is going to happen. He's going to finish his plan, and no one can stop it. And right after that war in Syria, with Damascus being destroyed and Jordan being invaded by... Jordan, I think, will attack Israel, and then Israel, in response, will take over Amman, Jordan, and the nation, and the properties, that the whole nation of Jordan down to the south, down toward, I think it's the regions of Aqaba, down in that area. This is coming in the future. Then shortly after that, if I'm correct, then you'll have what is called the Gog and the Magog War. So that the two wars may be close time-wise in proximity, but I believe the Damascus War will take place first. And then that war will kind of trigger Russia and Iran and the other nations to come down to invade Israel. But Israel, at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation, will make an agreement with this abomination of desolation, with this Antichrist, with this son of perdition. They will make an agreement with this king. He will be called the King of Babylon. And the agreement will be not that Israel will seek his protection or will seek an alliance with this Antichrist or this king, so that the king will protect Israel from the surrounding nations. No, Israel will make the agreement with this coming king of Babylon, and the agreement will be, do not invade us, do not destroy us. In other words, Antichrist, the intentions will be to destroy and to invade Israel, and Israel, and this is in Isaiah 28, verse 15, it's called the treaty with death and hell. And that treaty will be Israel making an agreement with this king of Babylon, and the king of Babylon agreeing not to destroy or invade Israel. But 3.5 years later, he will stand in the Temple Mount, declare himself to be God, and he will invade and he will begin to destroy the Jewish people once again. He will not have a agreement with Israel that will be long-standing. And even it says, God says in Isaiah 28, I am going to annul your agreement. In other words, the children of Israel are to be God's people. They're his bride. They're the one who takes care of Israel, and God will be absolutely offended. Well, that's not even the gravity of what Israel does when it puts their trust in this Antichrist is saying, we do not trust God, who has been the God of Israel for all these millennium. No, we will trust and make an agreement with this king of another nation to protect us, and God will annul that agreement. But Israel, in the last 3.5 years, is going to suffer. That gives you an idea of the importance of the temple. It is not a small thing. Then eventually, at Messiah, when he returns, after the tribulation is over, it's set tribulation. There's the first half, 3.5 years. The second half, 3.5 years. After the tribulation of those days, the great tribulation is the second half. After the tribulation of those days, then the world will see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. The body of Christ will see and know that now their Messiah is coming, and the time for the first rapture is about to take place. I shouldn't say rapture. I should say the first resurrection. There are not three or four resurrections. There's only two resurrections: the resurrection of the saints to the judgment seat of Christ, and the resurrection of the dead to the great white throne 1,000 years later. There are not two or three raptures. A rapture is not even a rapture. It's really a resurrection. And there's only one resurrection of the saints. The saints that die are in paradise under the earth, waiting resurrection. And once Christ calls his people to come to him, then, like it says in 1 Corinthians, Paul was talking about the dead in Christ rising, then those Christians that are still alive and remain, have never died, but maybe suffered immensely, they jointly will rise together to the judgment seat of Christ. They don't go to heaven. They're in heaven, but they're going to the judgment seat of Christ. It is where all believers will go before we get our new bodies. We will go there, and every man's work is going to be tried, whether good or bad. Like Paul says in 1 Corinthians, we're all building something: wood, hay, stubble, gold, silver, precious stone. What is not gold, silver, and precious stone is not going to stand the fire at the judgment seat of Christ. This is where many assemblies in America and all the seven churches, they have not understood clearly that we are going to be rewarded for what we do during our lifetime. The eternity that we get, the salvation that we get to eternal life, is by grace. But the works that we do during our lifetime, that is our reward in the millennial kingdom. Okay, so I will finish out in a few minutes, and we'll finish out this hour.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
CBD is everywhere nowadays, but at Colorado Platinum Care, if you mention the word freedom, you get 25% off your order. If you or a loved one is suffering from arthritis or joint pain, CBD can help alleviate that. Colorado Platinum Care in Greeley has a great selection of CBD tinctures and pain creams for you or your family pet. And with every purchase, you also get a free CBD coffee. So come on down to 916 8th Avenue in Greeley, or call 970-324-5268 and ask for Scott.
Triangle Cross Ranch in Galeton, Colorado, has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
That's another hour gone. Rick Rodriguez, every Sunday from 9 to 10. And again, with the Thursday program, 11 to 1, open forum. And with my Sunday program, Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry, from 9 to 10. Both of these programs are recorded and on podcast. And you can get the podcasts on 1360KHNC.com to the podcast section, and then either to the Olive Tree or else to the Open Forum program. I try to condense as much as I could concerning the temple. It is a very significant prophetic. There is a, how would I put it? It's prophetic. It has a natural component to it and a very deep spiritual component to the knowledge and understanding of the temple and the part it plays in the plan of God. Eventually, when Messiah returns, after the resurrection of the saints, after Armageddon has concluded and God has judged the sheep and the goats are thrown into fire, then Messiah will come to that temple and he will be anointed as king. And the anointing oil is in Israel right now under lock and key. There's only one, maybe, ounce of this oil known to exist. It is being saved for him. That's for another program. But anyhow, if you would like to support me, I'm in the process of trying to expand to a two-hour program. If you would like to support me, I would appreciate it. All that your support would go to the radio or to equipment, whatever I would need. And my contact information, again, is Olive Tree Lampstand Ministry, Rick Rodriguez, OTLS Ministry, however you want to put it. And the P.O. Box 872 Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, and not 80502. That's correct. 80502 is the zip code. So, next week, I may continue a little longer with this matter of the temple, because this matter of the temple, there was a prophecy given about 2,900 years ago, and this great prophecy was just fulfilled here in 2017. I will get to it then. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Talk to you next week. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Eric for Grennan Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Grennan Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and CO leaks. Call Jim at Grennan Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.